Chuwit makes news twice. Ruck Thailand party leader Chuwit Gamonwisit had an up-and-down day yesterday. First, he was back in the public spotlight exposing new information about gambling casinos in Bangkok. He said a large, newly built casino is expected to open soon, about 500 meters from the Ming Jai intersection in Hue Quang district. He also accused police of being only half serious about cracking down on existing city casinos after he had presented video clips in Parliament showing a casino in operation in Bangkok's Bang Sue district. That disclosure led to the transfer of three senior Bangkok police officers to inactive posts and city police ordering a crackdown on casinos around the capital, including the one in question, which was shut down. Mr. Chuwit said, however, the crackdown consisted merely of police dispatching 100 officers to raid a number of casinos, but in the end they did nothing and arrested nobody. If the police are serious about cracking down on illegal casinos in the city, he said they need to send only one officer with him to a casino, and he would help film the illegal gambling activities inside himself. On the downside, Mr. Chuwit also had some major embarrassment yesterday when the Supreme Court reversed an appeal court's verdict and ordered the seizure of 3.5 million baht in assets held by himself and his firm, Ho Pacific Company. The Supreme Court overturned the appellate court's ruling, which had cleared Mr. Chuwit and his company of violating the money laundering law. The Supreme Court wrote in its opinion that two witnesses, former workers at Mr. Chuwit's two massage parlors, Juliana and Halalulu, clearly testified to the court that they had been forced into working at his massage parlors. The court also noted that large amounts of used condoms were found in his establishments, indicating that sex was a big part of the business.